We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school girls tennis. Southwest Valley has already started a couple of matches on their season. They had three overall matches last week. Michaela Vanderhoof, head coach for the Timberwolves girls tennis team, joins us here on KSOM. And, Coach, I know you haven't been able to win a match yet. Hopefully that will be coming soon. Your thoughts here overall on your team in the beginning of the new season?
Yeah, I've been pretty proud of them. We've, like you said, we've lost three matches, but we've shown a lot of growth in those 2 days. We have some girls that haven't played before, so I'm pretty pleased with how we looked, and it's just going to go up from here.
Right. You do lose a couple of seniors from last year, like Maddie Bevington, who was a major player for you, Natalia Zimmerman as well. Who do you feel like has emerged this year as your number one player to start the season?
We have Declan Mullen, who has played before. So she's kind of filling in that number one spot this year, and she continues to improve. So I'm looking forward to see what she'll do the rest of the season for us.
So tell me more about Declan, and what does she bring to her game on the court?
Declan's just an all-around good athlete. She moves around the court well. Her strokes look good. She's shown to be a leader, so she's taken some of those girls under her wing that haven't played before, and I'd say she's a pretty good asset to our team.
Very good. Does she have more experience than maybe some of the other players that you have?
Yeah, this will be her third year. She didn't finish out the season last year due to an injury, but she's played a couple years, and she plays with her sister all the time, who used to play for us.
Very good. So what have you seen from maybe a couple of your seniors? So I guess you got several seniors there, like Nora Barnes and Sydney Krill and Haley Randall. Obviously, seniors you love, and hopefully they bring something to you in terms of some experience.
Yeah, they definitely have added to our team this year. They're positive. They've shown to be leaders already, and they play together. They play where I put them. Just a lot of growth, especially over the summer. They put in a lot of work, so I've seen a lot of improvement there.
So were they not on the team in the spring, or are they new to tennis? What's their situation?
Yeah, those three seniors are completely new to tennis this year. So they did not play in the spring, but they did start lessons this summer. And so they've had, I think, 8 weeks of lessons and then last week of practice. And that's all we've seen of them, but we've seen a lot of improvements already.
So what propelled their interest in tennis? Did the change in the schedule help that?
I think so. Haley did track, so she just never considered doing tennis. And then I think it was just kind of a thing where they wanted to do something different their senior year and thought tennis was something they wanted to try. So we welcome them.
Okay, great. And then who else do you have, out for the team that will help round out your lineup this year?
We have Fiona McDaniel. She's currently playing our number six. She played last year. She's shown a lot of growth. She played a little bit of RSD last year, but not a ton. So filling in that spot this year will be good for her. And then we have a new student to our district in Adeline Cripps, and she has never played before either. She's taken lessons, but this is her first time actually playing. So she's new to our district and new to tennis. So she's kind of figuring things out there.
And how about the doubles positions? Have you settled on partners? I know you've already had a couple of matches, or is it still kind of a work in progress for you?
I think it's a little bit of a work in progress. I've liked what I've seen. I had Declan and Haley playing together last meet, and they did really well. But I might move them around a little bit and see how that goes. It's still early in the season, so I don't really know what things will look like in a couple weeks.
Yeah. Well, this week you got Glenwood, Harlan. I guess more so than looking at the schedule, what are some of the goals that you're dealing with this team? Obviously a young team, a lot of inexperience on this team, so you're hoping that you maybe peak later in the year. What are some of the goals that you would like to see happen with this team as you go along?
I would like to just see them improve and having fun. I know it's fun to win, but if as long as they're out there getting better, then I think that's all I can really ask for. I'd like to like them to get a meet, but we'll see what our competition looks like in a couple weeks. I think that's a question I'll have to ask them, what they like from their season.
Very good. Well, I mean, hopefully, like you say, have some fun and be competitive, and hopefully get some wins along the way. And let's hope that happens. Well, Coach, really appreciate your time, and certainly we'll be following your girls throughout this season, and hopefully some success comes their way. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Michaela Vanderhoof, head coach for Southwest Valley Girls Tennis here on KSOM.